Hi, my name is Chris Lopez. The following is a statement from the PIA board, and we have been asked to respond to reports in yesterday's local media regarding a Petersburg Indian Association employment matter. We wish to reaffirm our absolute and complete commitment to our PIA employees and all our tribal citizens. We always strive to act in good faith and in accordance with our tribal laws, policies, and procedures in dealing with any employment issue that is present in our tribal governing body for action. Of course, one of these policies is that we keep confidential any matter related to employment decisions affecting our current employees or former employees. This puts us at a disadvantage in responding to comments made by those speaking to the media who are not in possession of all the facts or who have a personal agenda that they wish to play out in public. We can only say that we have acted appropriately and in the best interest of the tribe and our tribal members in the governing decisions we have made. We wish to build a positive employment culture of mutual respect, shared commitment, and friendly teamwork, and have asked that all our employees work and interact with these same goals in mind. We thank our former tribal administrator for his service and wish him all the best in his new endeavors. We only ask that all those commenting on this matter respect his privacy and allow this matter to be handled with the respect and confidentiality that any of us would want in similar circumstances. As a sovereign tribal government, we also wish to be good neighbors and a positive force in the Petersburg community. We have been targeted in recent past by rumors and criticism that proved to be unfounded and unfair. While the media and modern culture may like to celebrate division and discord, as Native people, our culture and our elders instruct us to work in harmony with one another and to strive to work for the good of all people. We are a small tribe with a great deal of responsibility to provide social services and helpful programs in our equally small community. When unfounded and unfair negative attacks are reported in the local media, our time and attention is diverted from this good work, and it becomes more difficult for us all to work together for the good of our community. Goodness, geez.